Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
We all know, Rob Parker, what this, at least on the western side of the bracket, what this season is all about. Yeah, the Houston Rockets are sexy, must-see TV with the small ball. Yeah, Denver's a nice little team, and they play together, and they'll beat some people, win a lot of games. Yeah, Utah is what Utah always in, relevant. Rudy Gobert, Donovan Mitchell, I like them. Yeah, Oklahoma City surprising people, playing better than everybody expected. Yeah, Luka Doncic is a force to be reckoned with in the future, and Dallas surprisingly going to make the playoffs. Yeah, Zion looking great, just taking the league by storm, and maybe, just maybe, they'll become the eighth seed in the Western Conference. But this season in the West is all about two teams that reside in the same building. The Clippers, the little brother, if they're even that, they've been more like the redheaded stepchild. And the Lakers, the Kings, everybody's favorite, own not only the city, they own the NBA. It's about these two teams and the crash course they're headed for in the Western Conference Finals. And finally, one of the Lakers has stepped up and accepted the challenge and said, the direct quote, I want all the smoke with the Clippers.
Who said
Here's
that?
DeMarcus Cousins.
I want the smoke. I know you want smoke. All of it.
I want all of it.
All the smoke.
Trez out there growling on and dunking and...
Shout out to Trez. I like Trez.
What you mean? Trez a dog. How can you not like him?
Yeah, he a dog for sure. Ain't enough, though.
Hey, Chris, we got breaking news.
Breaking news from Fox Sports.
You're a guy with all the smoke who wants all the smoke is going to be released by the Lakers to make room.
Is that true?
Yes. You just went on this big thing about Cousins talking about he wants all the smoke. He wants to take on the Clippers. And the Lakers said you could take your reefer and smoke it, but you can't do it here. He's being released, according to Woj. So
that
how about
is hilarious.
That? That is unbelievable. You still want to do this topic or you want to move on?
Oh, I totally want to do this topic. Because this was my...
That's unbelievable.
And Rob G can verify this. I was saying before you jumped on the call with us before the show, I love DeMarcus Cousins' attitude. I want a Laker talking like that. But correct, Rob G, back me up. I said, I don't want to see Boogie on the floor for the Lakers. I said, and
that's
I said
facts.
It on
you did say that.
I said it on First Things First all week. They don't need Boogie. Boogie will hurt them. He'll take bad shots. He doesn't do the little things. He may take minutes away from Dwight and JaVale and maybe AD playing center.
Yes, but you,
they
I get that.
They don't need him.
But you
I
said
like
you like what
attitude.
He right. But
yeah.
that guy still could have been a rallying point for those guys.
He couldn't have been a rallying
Why?
Point. They don't need him. But I like the attitude. And if he's saying that, then I'm sure people in the locker room feel the same way. I've talked to one of the players who definitely has confidence, and I've told him, I said, y'all got to answer the swag with the Clippers. That's not LeBron's style. When LeBron has gotten out of himself and talked junk, not one, not two, not three, he hadn't backed it up. When even last year when he said, I'm activating playoff LeBron, that's not who he is. But what I want to see from LeBron is swag on the court against the Clippers. And I think he'll bring that. But that swag you bring against Memphis, New Orleans, Phoenix, I want to see it against the Clippers. That's what I'm saying.
It's just so ironic. The one thing that here's a guy, and given I didn't expect him back. I thought once he got hurt, he wouldn't play. But it's just
funny. Well,
remember
Frank Vogel said he would be at the All-Star break. He said he was going to be healthy for the playoffs.
But it's just...
Which was scary.
It's just...
Considering I didn't want him to play for the Lakers.
I remember last year you didn't want him to play for the Warriors at all either. He played well in the first game and then that was it. He did. He played all right the first game and then it was bad after that.
Right.
Then he got re-injured. But anyway, I get the swag part and the Lakers taking a backseat as far as the Clippers. The Clippers haven't been out running their mouths. But I think, there's a difference.
Right?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, and I think that plays a factor. It's good to have that, but also you have to have the players. You got to have the players, and like you said, LeBron hasn't always backed it up. It's all right to be confident and cocky, Chris, but you got to be able to back it up. And so far this year, the Clippers are 2-0 against the Lakers, and the Lakers haven't been able to do that or beat them. So I agree with you that there is some. Advantage right now for the Clippers over the Lakers.
I will say this, and the news, of course, is, as you said, they're releasing DeMarcus Cousins to make room to sign Markieff Morris. Now, they wanted Markieff's brother, but instead of getting Marcus, who went to the Clippers, they're going to get Markieff. He's nice. He's a good player. He's not as good as Marcus, but, you know, he'll help him certainly more than Boogie. I got to say this, though. As much as I didn't want to see Boogie on the court for the Lakers, I feel a little bad for him. This is embarrassing, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
You just went on a podcast. When was this, like 2 days ago,
yep.
Rob G?
Talking all this smack. You haven't played, and talking about what you want and who you want to, all the smoke and all that, and then you get the rug pulled from under. There's no doubt he's got to feel bad.
Yeah, I doubt it was related. Let me put it this way. I mean, he made the most sense because there was mention of Troy Daniels, but he's a shooter. Hey, you never have too many shooters. And as I said, they don't need Boogie to try to give them 25-11, which is, you know, what he would typically do in his prime. They would only need Boogie to do the little things, set the picks, play defense, which we know he's not good at, you know, get some rebounds, kick the ball out so they can get up the floor, trail on the break, maybe hit a three here or there. But really, we want you on the block when you're going to score. But he doesn't do the little things. And he's not. He would only kind of mess up the rotation with Dwight and JaVale. You got a good thing going. But I do feel bad for him, just that, man, the timing.
Not only that, just think about where he is.
Yeah.
From where he was. He was in Sacramento on the verge of a $200 million contract. Just think, you remember that?
Yeah.
They either had to sign him to that max deal or he was traded, and they just opted to trade him. And he's just bounced around, and now he hasn't been able to stay healthy. And it's a sad day for Boogie Cousins. It is.
Yeah, yeah. And he's never – he had the big payday before, but –
but not the real big day, big right? The big
we had one real big one, but
not 200.
His second one, right. His second one he didn't get. But, yeah, I still think this, though, Rob. I do think LeBron's not the type – he doesn't need to come out and talk like Boogie just did. But LeBron just needs to show it on the floor against the Clippers. But I want the Clippers, the swag that Boogie talked about. He's been in that locker room, even though he just got cut. When he made these comments, he was in the locker room. I'm sure his teammates, you know, they knew how he felt, and he had been talking with other teammates about this. That's the first sign I've seen. I know he's gone, but still, that's not in a vacuum. That wasn't only Boogie. And I like the fact that finally there's some evidence. We taking this challenge. Y'all want us? Because we know, even though the Clippers haven't said anything directly to the Lakers, we know they want that smoke. And I like that the Lakers, I believe, are showing some life that we want that smoke too.
Yeah, I think that I love the way the Clippers have handled it. It's just their style. They're not going to go out, the kind of players they have, and talk about it. But everybody knows the deal. They'll be ready when the time comes. So there we have it.
There it is. There it is. All right. Your turn to weigh in. Do the Lakers have enough dog, D-A-W-G, in them to go toe-to-toe with the Clippers? That's the question. Do they have enough dog to go toe-to-toe with the Clippers? I said it last week, Rob, on Undisputed with you. The Lakers look Hollywood and Beverly Hills to me. The Clippers look like Compton and Watts. All right?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at The Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with The Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97, for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out The Home Depot's extensive selection online at homedepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See homedepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Let's go to the NFL. Now, we're all waiting to see what happens with the GOAT, Tom Brady. Does he stay in New England? Does he go elsewhere? And there are all types of reports coming out, and some people saying he'll be back in New England, others saying he's out of there, some saying he's going to the Raiders, the Chargers. The latest one, Rob, ESPN NFL insider Jeff Darlington, on the Adam Schefter podcast just a couple days ago, he said this: I put the Titans and Raiders right now as the front runners for Tom Brady's services. Tennessee has to be considered one of the bright spots when you look at what Tom Brady is looking for in free agency. Whether it is the team itself and what they possess personnel-wise, whether it is the ability to potentially collaborate with the head coach and have some say in both game planning and personnel, I quite frankly think the Tennessee Titans make a lot of sense for Tom Brady. He doubled down on that yesterday on Golic and Wingo and basically said, it's time, this is a direct quote, it's time to wrap our heads around the idea of Tom Brady leaving New England because it is a very real possibility. You think it's more likely than not that he's no longer with the Patriots. What do you think, Rob, about Tom Brady in a Tennessee Titans uniform?
I don't like it at all. I'm not so sure. I get it. You're always looking to, you feel like you have a team in place and you think you can go and upgrade, right? The quarterback position, is that what they think, right?
Right.
We saw this before. Didn't we see this movie before, Chris? Did we see it in Minnesota?
First of all, I think Minnesota's they're in pretty good shape.
No,
I'm not complaining if I'm Minnesota.
But I'm just saying, but that was the plan. They had a nice run with Case Keenum and
year.
That's all it takes, Chris.
Did
you're just
think
trying
Case
to win.
Keenum was going to do that consistently.
Well, all I
He's
know
not
is
that type
I,
of guy.
I wasn't,
you know
I wasn't sure that, Kirk Cousins was either. I mean, I wasn't sold that Kirk Cousins was the answer. And for most of his, other than winning that playoff game, and Chris, he made a big throw and a touchdown and won the game. But other than that, his time in Minnesota has mostly been disappointing.
I think he's been pretty good there. I mean, like you said, he proved finally he could win the big game. And I know that doesn't fully get the monkey off his back.
It was better, but I'm just saying, I don't think that what they thought, they had an awesome defense, which they did, right, the Vikings.
Right.
All they had to do was sprinkle in a better quarterback, add water and stir, and they were going to win a championship. And instead, the cake wasn't done in the middle. They didn't stick it with a toothpick to make sure it was cooked all the way through.
All right, to your point, and I don't know, crickets,
come on,
whatever
just,
you want to get from that.
I don't know what to do with
isn't
that.
Isn't that the way you bake a cake?
I don't know where that
Chris,
came
you never
from.
Baked the cake
Tell
before?
That on the Golden Girl. Save that stuff for the Golden Girl.
Now,
cruise,
those, are right? my, those are my pickup lines about baking a cake
Speaking
and sticking
of which, Are you going to, why don't you do a stand up on the Golden Girls cruise?
I might, you know what? It's funny, is I've started to think about it and my life and some of the stuff that's happened, I think that's going to be the stand up. I've got
on the Golden Girls cruise or?
No. I
just
mean,
period.
I'm just
oh,
meaning
no,
in
that,
general.
That's the way you should go.
Yeah, I'm going to go that way.
You got a lot of stories. I mean, you obviously, you know, covered sports at the highest level.
I've been on planes, situations, all kinds.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that could be good. Because your jokes, just your straight up jokes, they're not funny. I mean, 98% of the time,
I have
not
some funny ones.
But
I just
stories,
can't say it on the air.
You could have some good stories.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do this. I got a couple. I got some material. I'm ready to go. I'll try it out on y'all, and then when I get back from the cruise, and then if it's good, and you guys think it's good, and I'm not going to lose my gigs over it, then
well,
I think we'll do that.
Does that mean you're going to go back to the dirty stuff?
No, I said nope. It won't
That's
be dirty.
That's the only reason you say you could lose your gig.
No, but I'm just saying. I still want to make sure I'm not offending anybody. Because, you know, the world we live in, I'm just not right. doing it. That's not okay. going to be the reason why you're working with Mike Harmon coming out.
All right. But anyway, back to the Titans. Here's the thing, Rob. And you kind of hit it on the head. You said, okay, Kirk Cousins, for the most part, yeah, he had a nice season this year, you know, rallied them to the playoffs.
After they called him out, remember, early
right,
on?
Right.
They
but a happy. Lot of that, a lot of that was the play calling, though. You know, they were heavy run, and they had a really great running game, but they opened it up after that, and Cousins delivered. But the point is this, you're kind of saying you are what you are. And Ryan Tannehill, as great as he was in the second half of
Comeback
the season.
Comeback player of the year.
Yeah, and I'm not saying, look, we've seen guys put it together, you know, after 6-7 years. So it's not unprecedented that Ryan Tannehill last year could be the beginning of a really nice career,
and
the
maybe
type of career people expected, right?
You know what? Maybe he turned the corner. Just like you said, some people are late bloomers, Chris. Everybody doesn't come out of the gate and it's Patrick Mahomes. That's just not most people.
Right.
Don't do it like that. That takes them a while.
And that was almost not quite as long as he took, but the norm was a few years
right.
up until recently.
And then the other part is, is the team and the offensive coordinator, does that work for you? Do you know what I mean? Am I in the right offense? Do I have the right coach? Do I have the complimentary running back that opens it up for me? Right? He had Adam Gase in Miami, and we saw the Jets' offense wasn't a juggernaut. They didn't utilize the running back. All of a sudden, you get a big-time running back in Derrick Henry, Chris, and what do you have? It opens up for Tannehill all of a sudden.
Here's the thing I'll say, Rob. If you give me a choice for 1 year of Ryan Tannehill with that team or Tom Brady, I'm sorry. I'm taking Tom Brady. That team, I've said, I don't know if you believe it, but I've said, he can't carry mediocre talent at 43 anymore, but give him some talent, whether it's in New England or elsewhere, and I think he can get the job done. Obviously, Derrick Henry is just what the doctor ordered in terms of a running game. And then A.J. Brown had a nice year as a rookie. I only expect improvement from him, you know, so they obviously elsewhere, they got a nice squad. So I got to admit, if I'm Tennessee and you said it, it's 1 year deals for most of these NFL teams, 1 year plans. If I got a chance to go get Tom Brady, plug him into what I have, then I'm doing it. Here's my only reservation. And this goes for any team, especially a new team for Tom Brady. I would be more than hesitant to give him 3 years. I'd be hesitant even to give him two. If I gave him 2 years, I would want like a team option after the first year. And I'd even be willing to give him a player option too. But I would be hesitant to commit to a 43-year-old guy two, certainly 3 years. Because, Rob, we said it before, Peyton Manning, his last year in Denver, he was horrible. 9 touchdowns, 17 picks.
He lost his job during that year, if you remember, right. The tall guy?
Osweiler.
Right. Brock Osweiler, right.
And, yes, they won the Super Bowl, but it was to a large degree in spite of him. And we give him credit, but still, we know what it was. A year earlier, Rob, he was spectacular. 39 touchdowns, about 4,700 yards passing. He looked like Peyton Manning. And all of a sudden, overnight, he fell off. At some point, Tom Brady, as much as I like him, he can post all the inspirational messages, all the motivational tweets and posts on Instagram he wants, or drink all the avocado juice and eat the kale ice cream, whatever it is, if I got it mixed up. He can do all that. At some point, soon, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 months, whatever it might be, at some point soon, he's going to fall off, and he's going to fall off badly. And I would be hesitant. I would be, when I'm looking at Tom Brady right now, I would be, we on 1 year deals from now on, Doc.
Yeah, but the only thing is, if you really believe he is, and remember, you're Tennessee, you haven't won Jack, it ain't the kind of place that's easy to lure people. I'm just saying in general, you got to pay sometimes, Chris, the bad team tax. And I know they were a good team and they made a playoff run. If you want to call it the bad city tax or whatever it is.
Well,
you,
Nashville's up and coming.
Yeah, but you might still, it ain't the major cities that we're talking about, but you might have to pay to get Tom Brady more than you might anybody else. Do you know what I mean for him?
Well, I actually think, Rob, I get this if I'm Tom Brady, because look, he don't want to leave. But I get that if I think for him to leave New England, unless they just kick him out the door, that another team is going to have to offer him multiple years. Like, I don't think he's leaving New England for a one-year deal. And that's the quandary in this.
No, but I agree. But you have to really feel like, I know under normal circumstances, you would only have a 1 year or something. But in this case, in order to get him, you're probably right. You got to pay. We're trying to do something here. This guy comes with all the hardware and all that. We got to give him 2 years' salary and hope that we win the championship the first year and the other would just be bonus. Do you know what I mean?
I think you're right. I think he's not going to settle for less.
No.
And you're right. But let me ask you this, because you said when we hosted Undisputed last week, it was a similar question. Okay, in Tennessee, it's Tom Brady or Ryan Tannehill. We posed it in Dallas, Dak Prescott or Tom Brady. You said Brady. You would take Brady. If you were Dallas, would you want to give him 2 years?
I would give him 2 years because, I mean, you have a decision. The difference is, you obviously, Chris, you have a young quarterback who's the future. So it just depends on really where you are. If you're the Dallas Cowboys and you say, dude, you know what? We're not going to be able to pay everybody. We're going to lose people. If we don't do this in 2 years, it ain't happening. Then we're going to lose everybody that we have put together. So if it's like that, where you really believe that in 2 years this is all going to come undone, Chris, then maybe you have to bite the bullet and say, we haven't won a championship in 25 years. We got enough players to get it done, and we can make this thing work. I'd rather give it a shot with Tom Brady for 2 years, and we have to live with it.
I hear you. And look,
it would be a big decision, trust me.
I don't think Brady will fall off next year, like, you know, a major fall off. He's already diminished a little bit. We've seen that. But imagine if you give him, say, two, like the Raiders reported offer, 2 years, $60 million.
Well, they gave a coach $100 million. So if I'm Brady and I just want dollars, the Raiders, you probably could get it from the Raiders.
Well, I think you're getting that from where, if you go anywhere, I think you're getting that type of money. But imagine if he comes in and I say, through no fault of his own, but Father Time has put down the hammer and he just don't have it anymore. Now you got 2 years, $60 million locked up in a bad quarterback. It's not going to be pretty. So you're right. I don't think Brady's leaving New England for a 1 year deal. You're going to have to pay extra years if you want to get him. But it is a risk, man. It is a risk.
Oh, it's a big risk. It's a crapshoot. And if you choose wrong, Chris, you could have a championship or you could set your franchise back 5 years. Do you know what right. I mean? That's really – so is it worth the risk? You got to say, all right, let's take a look at him. Let's really see what he did last year. Was it him? You know what I mean? Or was it lack of weapons? You know, and you got to make a decision. Yeah, we see that he's not that good, but let's be honest, he don't have anybody. Whatever it is, you have to convince yourself of that.
Yeah, and if I'm New England, it's easier for me to do that than if I'm somebody else. Because if New England, if he falls off, you still got all those championships. He's still going to be beloved. You know what I mean?
Right.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at The Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with the Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97, for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out the Home Depot's extensive selection online at homedepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See homedepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Let's go to the NBA, as I said. And Rob Parker, I know you don't like the brother because he's light-skinned, but did you happen to see Trae Young last night?
Bravo. Congratulations. Awesome. What do you have, 50? Dropped to 5-0. Very nice.
Very impressive. I was watching the game. We had it on, you know, I had it on during our show, And then afterwards, I watched it. You know, it wasn't finished yet. The brother dropped 50 points, 8 dimes, 8 for 15 from Trey, 3-point line. Hit one from the logo. Did you see that highlight?
I did. I saw the highlights. I didn't see the game.
Inside the logo. It was crazy. Inside the logo. Almost made Andre Iguodala, the great defender, put him on skates, nearly made him fall.
Mm.
Jimmy Butler couldn't do nothing with it. And Miami is a very good defensive team and a very good team in general. They're in a little bit of a slump. But it was a big win for Atlanta. And afterwards, you know, Trae Young talked some trash. Now, he and Jimmy Butler had gotten into it before weeks ago when Atlanta looked like they were on the verge of beating Miami. And they were in the final minute, and they had a 6-point lead, and Trae Young was like, it's over, all right? And he said that in a celebration. And the Heat came back, tied the game, forced it into overtime. And then Jimmy Butler took a jab at Trae on Instagram, posting, this man, Trae Young, is a teller of the future. He was right. Game was over. All right.
Nice.
So after last night, Trae Young fires back at Butler after the win and says, FYI, Jimmy Butler was right. I can see the future. I saw tonight happening a while ago. So nice little back and forth. And I love it. I'm totally fine with it. This is a game, Rob. People challenge you. You got to back it up. And I think it's all in some good fun, too. I think it enhances the competitiveness of the game. I got no problem with Trae having that type of swagger where he's talking a little junk after dropping 50.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, I agree with that. I guess if my team only won 15 or 16 games all year, that what Jimmy Butler says or thinks wouldn't matter to me. They got the W. It's about getting wins. I think I'd be more focused on how can I make my team better and start winning, because that's what it's about. But it's not the end of the world, so I don't want to make it like I think it's the end of the world and Trae Young will never be a winner because he was worried about end of the world scenario.
Rob G wants you to say that.
I'm not doing that.
You know that. He's probably whispering in your ear right now. Go at him. He's a punk. I know he's whispering that in your ear.
No, I'll say it out loud. He's a punk. Go at him, Rob.
So look at you.
Just do it.
Why are you hating, Rob G?
How am I hating?
You just called him a punk.
That's not really hating, though. That's
what's wrong with
factual.
What he did? What's wrong with what he did?
What's wrong is that his team sucks. So if your team is that bad, you don't have the right to talk trash to anybody else.
I'm going to disprove what you said two ways. Number one... The Atlanta Hawks are actually beginning to come together. They've won 8 out of their last 17. Now, I know that's not great. That's
8 out of 17.
But hold on. For a team that's 16-41, they've now won 8 out of their last 17. They're 8-9 in the last 17 games. Trae missed 2 of those games, but they're 7-8 in the games he played. They beaten the Clippers. They beaten the Sixers. Last night, they beat the Heat. And in those games, Trae Young averaged 33 points, 11 assists, and shot like outlandishly from three-point land. And here's the other thing about Trae. He is 11th in the league in PER, player efficiency rating. So for all those that think, oh, he's just putting up numbers on a bad team, no. His numbers are efficient. His numbers are legitimate. One, the PER shows that. And two, they're starting to win at a clip that's good for a team that's that young and doesn't have that much talent.
I'll wait to see.
Or at least that's a lot of young talent.
I can't believe that Chris went out of his way to defend a team that is one game back of the more about New York Knicks.
And it's only a process,
two, and
Rob.
Only 2 games ahead of the Cavs, who just had a mutiny and had their coach get fired.
Are the Cavs trending upward? Are the Knicks trending upward?
Hey, you know what? The Cavs have also won 1 game in a row. Well, so let's put it that way.
Didn't hear a word. You're going to tell me it's not impressive that they've gone 8-9 in the last month and a half. That's 5 weeks. That's not impressive for a team like the Hawks.
No, because they only have 16 wins on the season.
Raji, they're supposed to come out of nowhere and get all these young players and all of a sudden be a playoff team? Who does that?
I feel like we're getting off.
LeBron.
We're getting off topic.
No, we're not getting off topic because this is my point. There's a honeymoon period for young players. Nobody killed Aunt Karl Anthony Towns early in his career, first 2-3 years when he wasn't making the playoffs. Nobody killed Anthony Davis early. Let me finish. Nobody killed AD. Nobody killed Kyrie. Kyrie still was making all-star teams, even though Cleveland was horrible. Your first few years, LeBron didn't make the playoffs his first year. We don't expect you to turn the team around immediately. We expect you to show that you as an individual can ball in this league. Trey is doing that. He's in his honeymoon. Now, 3 years from now, if they're 16-41, 2 years even, it's not going to mean as much, and we're going to start to say, just a numbers guy. But in your second year with a young squad, stop it. This is impressive.
I'm not that impressed.
That sounded like a mic drop.
Yeah, no, I'm just not that impressed. I got it. They're playing better, Chris. It's the NBA. You're not going to lose every game. And they are playing better.
Lose every game.
No, I'm just saying, like, even with his talent, where they were was ridiculous as how poorly they were playing to start the year. So I'm not surprised that they started to win some games because they were on a horrific pace early on before these last, 17 that you're talking about. So I'm just
– Minnesota with Karl Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins has 16 wins too.
Well, we've seen that. I mean, that's another franchise that's in trouble because you just wonder about the numbers. How are they good numbers or hollow numbers? And I know he's out now, right?
Towns is out.
Towns is out for what?
A few weeks. I think it'll be a few weeks. We'll see.
But I'm just saying, you would expect it to be better with those.
They
should be better. Something's wrong there. That's all.
You do agree with me, Rob. And Rob G hadn't been out there in the weeds like we have, you know. You understand what I'm saying. With young players, you give them a little honeymoon period. Where, you know, did you expect, you know, Trey Young to immediately turn the Hawks or any team around for that matter?
Yeah, it's different, I think, for Rob G, he's just not a trash talker. He doesn't like the idea
really?
that you could have 16
future
wins.
Laker, future Laker, future Laker.
Don't get mad because they all became future Lakers, Chris.
Who else?
Did Russ become a future Laker?
He's going to wait till he's 41.
Paul George become a future Laker?
Wait till he's 30. We don't want him no more. When Russell Westbrook's 40
Yeah, you don't want him anymore, but I got wings from you. Was that the bet or was it LeBron you thought was a slam dunk?
No, it was the Kawhi.
Not LeBron, Kawhi.
Yeah, that didn't work out.
That was the one that hurt the most.
He is a trash talker extraordinary.
No, you can trash talk.
To be husky, he be talking trash. Or should I say portly?
But you can talk trash if you're backing it up. And they're not backing
Trey
anything
ain't
up.
Backing it up?
No.
30 points and 10 dimes a night? He ain't backing it up?
No.
Was LeBron backing it up as a rookie?
Were they winning more than 16 games?
They weren't in the playoffs.
But
the
they
East.
Won more than 16 games?
Did you not hear what I said? They are 8-9 in the last 5 weeks. Is that not impressive?
So if they end the year with less than 25 wins, you're saying it's okay to talk trash because at least you got numbers?
Yeah, because you're young. I don't expect you. I mean, it's very few players. I mean, really only the legends, and even some of them didn't do it immediately. Very few players turn a team around from day one. Trey Young should be a junior in college.
That's fine.
You expect him to have the Hawks in the playoffs?
No, I'm saying that he's playing fine, whatever. But if your team's not winning, you shouldn't talk. You shouldn't be puffing up your chest. Well, I got 50, but my team sucks. You shouldn't be saying anything.
They don't. He don't think they suck. And they don't over the last six weeks.
You've been hanging out with Rashad Phillips too much is the problem.
No, I'm dropping knowledge. I'm dropping jewels. Not jewels, jewels. I can't believe you're talking all that trash in your portly, with your portly self.
Look at this. Uh-oh.
I think portly is more complimentary than husky. Right?
Let's get Lillian on line one.
I'm about
one.
To take away Chris's hair dye immediately.
Oh, you guys are about
look
to
at
fight.
Trying to hit below. What hair dye?
Oh, wow.
This is au natural, baby. What you talking about? Trae Young is balling. Anybody disagree with that? What? Why does Jimmy Butler get to talk trash?
Jimmy Butler hasn't won anything.
Right?
No, I get that.
He's been viewed as a team record. He's been in the league longer
and has had more success, so I get that. But Trae Young, as I said to you earlier, I don't have a big problem with it. It's just that you would just hope that it was about getting that team. And you're right, it's going to take some time to get a young team together. I just thought early on it was pretty bad at where they were early on, despite his success. Like, he was putting up numbers, Chris, even before that. He started off the year, right? The first 10, 11 games, he was awesome. And it was weird that they weren't winning. It was surprising at how poorly they played despite him.
I wasn't surprised early on.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, they're young.
I know, but
Cam
he was balling big time.
To be a sophomore in college, so you know.
Cam Reddish, where's he?
He's actually started to play fairly well himself. He's with Atlanta.
No, I know, but I'm saying, as far as I haven't heard his name that much this year. Has he started to?
I think our buddy Rashad, didn't he say he was like the best player in the draft? Rob G,
right.
Didn't he?
Yeah, I think he did.
Let's just say he hasn't been that.
Right.
But he has come on and actually played well, and he's kind of found himself, you know, over the last few weeks. So, you know, he could have a bright future. You know, you got John Collins. I actually think the Hawks do have a nice little future. And Trae Young is something, man.
So who defends the Hawks more, Chris, you or Rashad Phillips?
Oh, I'm just Rashad. Trying to get okay. This is my first time defending him. You know that. So Cam, to your point, right? Yes. He's averaging 9 points and almost 4 rebounds a game.
Okay, yeah. I'm just saying, like, you know, I hear the names. I always go by that, like when you hear people talk about certain players, you can't watch everything unless you know that's your expertise. Like with you, basketball is your expertise. Just like I, if you ask me some baseball questions, I'm watching a lot more games than you are. You're watching more basketball, and I always go by what, you know, like the names you're hearing out there, and you really haven't heard much from Cam.
Cam's been better, like I said. He seems to be getting more acclimated. He's averaged 12 points over the last 5 or 6 games. Has 16 the last 2 games. So he's starting to come around, and like I said, they got some talent elsewhere. Really like, you know, John Collins. You know, so I think their future is bright. Kevin Huerter, you know, so but Trae is the real deal, and the fact that they're starting to win, I like it.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell
from revisionist history. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.